Today we're going to learn all about the Frege. So you have to, a little background just on my end. I'm a pronouncer for the Lorain County Spelling Bee, and I've pronounced a lot of words for people and had them spell a lot of words, but I never came across the word Frege until a couple of weeks ago when we were getting this interview set up. Jennifer from the Elyria Public Library, what is a Frege?
So a Frege is a community refrigerator that every person in the community could access. It's there for to help with food instability, and it's in a public location that everybody could access.
So this is like a free refrigerator, and then they combined it to Frege instead of just a fridge. With us from the Horizon Education Center and AmeriCorps team is Felicia Marcus. Hi, Felicia. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
And also Jennifer Wilbur. Good morning, Jennifer. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
How did this idea or this project come to your understanding to be able to bring it here for the folks in Lorain County?
So we work with the AmeriCorps team. We partner with AmeriCorps in Serve, Ohio. And their project this year, they do a National Week of Service every year. And they really wanted to fight food insecurity. So they've asked each AmeriCorps team across Ohio to come up with a project, like a food pantry or a food drive or something along that line. And while we were Googling, we wanted something to be more long-term, not just a one-day event. And we came across Frege.org, where a lot of people across several countries have actually implemented these community refrigerators, and we thought that that would be a great fit for Elyria.
How did you determine then at what point, where do you put it?
Well, we thought we would do it at the library if they were willing to have us with them, because they have a community garden at the South Branch Library. So we thought this would be a good fit to put along with their the library's garden.
Well, it's been nicknamed the Pioneer Fridge, so those folks have really embraced it. Tell me a little bit, Jennifer, if you could, how the library thought when this project came to them, because the library is all more than just about books, and that there's about the community and the involvement that way.
Right. So libraries today are more about books, more than just books. It is a community space. So anything that could bring people in for any reason, that's the whole point of a library now, is a community space for our community. So with the community garden at South Elyria, we have decided that the refrigerator would be best there, and it's in our maker space. So everything is very much connected to the community garden and a food-centric programming.
Felicia, if you could explain how this works. How does it get stocked? How do people use it? A little bit of the upkeep. Anybody who knows you guys a refrigerator, there's somebody who has to sort of be in charge or maintain that.
Sure. So the most simple way to explain it is that it's a give what you can, take what you need situation. So anyone in the community, whether it's an individual, a restaurant, a grocery store, anybody who has surplus or just wants to go out and purchase some items, can come and bring items to the refrigerator. It's a standard refrigerator, so it does also have a small freezer attached. We also put a dry goods shelf next to it. So anyone can bring items to leave there. Anyone can also come and take items, and you take as much as you need. We have tried to also put grocery bags, especially reusable ones, is another thing that we would love people to donate. So that there are ways for people to get these things home along with their library books or anything else that they need there. So if it were to run low, we do, as AmeriCorps members, operate food pantries weekly from April through October. And there's usually a few things left over from that produce-wise, dry goods-wise. So we will bring that and we'll stock that on Thursdays as well. And then as far as cleaning goes, we have several AmeriCorps members, and we plan on recruiting more. We've got people coming for the summer to join us for AmeriCorps, and they will come every single day, and they check the fridge, make sure that everything in it is appropriate donations. There's not, you know, something from McDonald's in there, something along that line. Everything is not expired, and they will clean it out, wipe it down, make sure that it's sanitary and that everything looks good for our community.
Jennifer, any idea if people are coming and going, and what might be in the fridge even this morning?
So I do know people are coming and going. We've had quite a few questions about it. We've had a lot of interaction at our South Branch about the fridge specifically. As far as exactly what's in it, it's a good guess. Do you know, Jennifer?
I haven't been to check it recently, but I will check it later today. When we stacked it, we had a lot of fruits and and vegetables, salads, eggs, that kind of thing.
And I actually do know from our AmeriCorps member who checked it yesterday that from everything that we put in it, and we had it very well stocked, a couple people must have come the last couple of days and we were down to some carrots. So as AmeriCorps members too, knowing that it's low and that we haven't had any donations today, that I know I am going out and stocking it up today, tomorrow. So we will get it stocked. And if anyone in the community wants to come and donate and help out their neighbors, that would be fantastic too.
Talking this morning to Felicia Marcus and Jennifer Wilbur from Horizon Education Center, their AmeriCorps team, and also Jennifer Harmon with the Elyria Public Library about their Freege, the community refrigerator at the Elyria Public Library South Branch. It's been in operations now for a little while. And like any good fridge, you start putting things on the front of it, right? A little bit of information. So there's a way you can get people to get information maybe about food insecurity or maybe help or just ways to eat balanced, better eat meals, I suppose, too.
Absolutely. And there's guidance on the refrigerator as well for what kind of items are appropriate to donate, other ways to fight food insecurity, other people that they can contact. We've also tried to make it, we want to make it very welcoming. So we have students from the Southside Pride program that Horizon also partners with. And they're going to come over this afternoon and they're going to decorate our refrigerator for us. They're going to paint it some beautiful pictures and put a nice mural on it for us. And we do want this to be a revolving art installation. So if anybody else wants to come and decorate our refrigerator too, all they have to do is reach out. We'd love to make it a very community-centric project.
And it's another way for people who, you know, we think of food pantries a lot of times, and when we talk about people donating a lot of dry goods or non-perishable like that, this refrigerator opens up a whole avenue of other items that then people can have too.
Absolutely. You can have meat, dairy, produce, like I said, freezer items too. It really opens up getting people more than just, you know, spaghetti and pasta sauce. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, absolutely not. And again, it's called the Freege, as we have here. And I guess this, from what I understand, this is like the first one in the state of Ohio. Is that true?
That is correct. I believe that there is actually a community refrigerator in Lakewood, but they're not associated with Project Freege. So this is the first official Freege.org refrigerator in the state of Ohio.
Wow. What's the importance of the Horizon Education Center being have an AmeriCorps team? How does that benefit what you do as well with your organization?
So our members at Horizon Education Centers work on two things. Throughout the school year, we have our members not only doing community service projects such as this, but we are actually in our Horizon Centers and at some of our partner sites, we are doing social emotional learning with the kids. So we're really trying to serve the kids in the community as well as their families with anything that they might need assistance with. And then in the summer, our focus is mainly on health and wellness, which really ties together our Freege as well.
How are the kids doing these days, coming back and being able to be educated and enjoying each other's company? Over the last couple of years, things probably have kind of been a little different, but you've tried to, you know, fight through all that.
Yes, we're trying to keep things as normal as possible for the kids. So as long as they're feeling well and not sick, they can come into the program and just act like normal kids.
Okay. I know on occasion during the summertime, sometimes they bring a tour in here for kids on different events where they go to see different things to be a part of it. But it's good now that the Freege is out there. And Jennifer, this is kind of, when I first saw this, it was kind of like those, you know, that we hear those little free libraries, you know, the ones where leave a book, take a book or something. But this obviously is more of the actual nourishment, just not just education part of it. But it's a good chance for people. And again, it's, I guess, when the library is open, the Freege is open, right? Is
that? That's correct. So our library hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 to 8. And then Friday and Saturday, 9 to 5.
Sounds good. Well, it is the Freege officially open over at the Elyria Library's South Branch. And Jennifer Harmon from Elyria Public Library joining us this morning, as well as Jennifer Wilbur from the Horizon Education Center and Felicia Marcus. Thank you for coming in and sharing this and all the good work you're doing with helping with the fight in food insecurity in Lorain County. Appreciate it.